views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. How you doing today, America? I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in for Dr. Joel Wallach, developer of nutritional products. This is the show dedicated to helping you understand the wide world of nutritional supplementation. We want to get you off your prescription drugs and get you on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach. 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. We're here to help you understand nutrition. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal itself on a moment-by-moment, day-by-day basis, but it needs nutrition and diet to do it. There's not a prescription drug in the world that can help your body heal or help your body regenerate itself. Prescription drugs are nothing more than Band-Aids. They're nothing more than pieces of bubble gum and baling wire designed to patch together what is supposedly a broken system. My friends, the system is not broken. The system simply is missing the basic building blocks it needs to do its duty. I was reading in the Associated Press an article entitled "Experts Urge Less Focus on Antioxidants." Perhaps you saw this. This is an article that seems to question whether our antioxidant crazies culture is really out of line. It turns out that antioxidants indeed are critically important for health, but according to this article, experts apparently don't know enough about how antioxidants work to rationalize a diet that puts a focus on antioxidant-rich foods. Oh my gosh, what are we going to hear about next? It turns out that according to this article, think the big picture, eat a variety of produce and a variety of grains, which is actually a good idea, but you do need to concentrate on antioxidants. Let's talk a little bit about what antioxidants are, what oxidation is, and why you need them. You can think of oxidation as rust. When you see a rusty nail, that is an oxidized nail. In fact, the word rust is a layman's term for oxidation. A fire, for example, is a classic form of oxidation, and nothing will age you faster than oxidation. Nature has designed compounds found in vegetables and plant matter to protect us from oxidation, to protect us from rust, to protect us from burning, if you will. And these compounds are called antioxidants. If you understand the process of oxidation, if you understand the relationship of oxidation to aging, if you understand the relationship of oxidation to various dysfunctions in the body, it makes perfect sense that you want to load yourself up on antioxidants. According to this article, there are no superfoods. There's no one food. There's no one antioxidant that's a panacea. And indeed, that is true. There is no one antioxidant, or there is no one food that contains all your antioxidants. But that doesn't mean that you don't want to focus on the power of antioxidant nutrition. Your main antioxidant nutrients are vitamin C and vitamin E, and to a certain extent, vitamin A. But did you know there are thousands of antioxidants that are found in fruits and vegetables? In fact, fruits and vegetables are the way nature has designed us to get our antioxidants, and that indeed is why you want to be eating lots and lots of fruits and vegetables. Now, you know from listening to this program that I'm not a big believer in fruits, and that's because of their high content of sugar. So you do want to make sure that you're eating one or two pieces of fruit a day, but that's about it. Vegetables, on the other hand, you want to go crazy on, absolutely crazy. There are thousands of antioxidants and what we call phytochemicals that are found in vegetables, and there are many, many more that we are yet to find out about. In fact, on a daily basis, practically, we find more and more phytonutrients and antioxidants in vegetables. So while you don't want to concentrate on one or two particular antioxidants or one or two particular foods, the concept of antioxidation is very important to understand, and you absolutely do want to flood your body with these very important compounds. And by the way, the tissues in the body that respond the most or respond the quickest to antioxidants are the tissues in the body that are growing the most rapidly. That is the skin, for example, the digestive system, for example, the heart, which is not necessarily growing the most rapidly, but it's moving the most rapidly, and the eyes as well. Did you know that you can protect yourself from sunburn by flooding your body with antioxidants? You can experiment with this yourself. The next time you plan on going on a vacation or laying out in the sun, take a lot of antioxidants, vitamin E, vitamin C, maybe even vitamin A, selenium, zinc, lots of fruits and vegetables. Before you go on your trip, before you go on your cruise, before you go on your vacation for a couple weeks before, and maybe even a couple weeks after, and notice that you're not burning as readily. Notice that you can spend more time in the sun without burning. If you have problems with your eyes, macular degeneration, or any kind of problems with your eyes associated with diabetes, try taking lots of antioxidants. Notice that your eye health improves as well. You'll notice that all of your body's health, all of your body's organs respond in a healthy fashion to these powerful components that we call antioxidants. If you're looking for good antioxidant products, well, Vision FX. Vision FX is made primarily with antioxidant nutrients like zinc and vitamin C and vitamin E and selenium and an important antioxidant nutrient called lutein. If you look in the catalog, it'll tell you that Vision FX is a proprietary blend of phytonutrients. Remember, plant nutrients. These phytonutrients are primarily antioxidants. And again, you're going to get your vitamin A and your vitamin C and your vitamin E. Don't forget about the power of selenium as an antioxidant. We know about selenium as an anti-cancer nutrient, and one of the reasons why people get cancer is because of oxidation of nucleic acids, oxidation of the DNA. That's right. The DNA, your body's, your cell's blueprint, that is the blueprint that causes production of cells in a healthy fashion or in cancer in an unhealthy fashion, is readily oxidized, thus the importance of antioxidants to protect yourself from cancer as well. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're going to come back with more good health information. We're going to help you understand how to use nutritional supplements, how to use your nutritional supplements, and we want to hear from you today as well at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Toll free, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to the ZBS Radio Network.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewables, and besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information, or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
All right, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Thanks for being here. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Let us help you understand how to use nutritional supplementation. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. And I call myself a nutritional pharmacist because I don't like working with prescription drugs. I much prefer working with nutritional supplementation, using nutritional supplements as medicines, as I like to say. Good nutrition is good medicine. And I'll be sitting in for the next hour with my friend and colleague and partner in crime, so to speak, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Doug.
Yeah, be careful what you're saying. You might get me in trouble. Yeah, hey, it's great to have you on. Have you ever heard of something called sleep inertia?
You know, I haven't heard of the term, but if you're talking about that feeling that kind of like you didn't get enough sleep when you wake up, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's a, sort of that groggy feeling you have when you first roll out of bed in the morning. I used to have a buddy who referred to it as, he called it a sleep hangover.
You know, you shouldn't have a sleep hangover. If you're sleeping correctly, you should wake up nice and refreshed. That's the purpose of sleep. But if you are waking up that way, that's usually a sign that something's going on in your adrenal glands. That's a sign that you're not sleeping when you're sleeping. Yeah.
So they didn't address that in this particular study, but what they did do was they had a study that was published in the Journal of American Medical Association, and the lead author was a Dr. Kenneth Wright of the University of Colorado at Boulder.
No kidding.
So right there in your hometown.
Okay.
And what they did was, it wasn't a very big study, so some people are kind of questioning the validity, or at least the study at least has limitations.
Okay.
Because they studied 9 healthy individuals. They stayed in a sleep lab for several nights. They'd give them a full night's rest, and they'd wake them up, and they'd give them a simple math test, and then variations of which were repeated over the next 24 hours or so. And they found that people performed the worst within the first 3 minutes of awakening. And they say that this is what they're calling sleep inertia, and it may have an effect on cognitive performance for up to 2 hours. And where this could really come into play would be, you know, in people like that often will sleep, and then as soon as their, you know, sleep cycle is over, they roll out of bed, they go straight to work, like a physician, maybe, especially the guys in training that do those 80-hour shifts and things, and pilots, truck drivers and military personnel. And it made me wonder, as far as the doctors go, you know, they're kind of trying to get away from that. There's been several research studies out in the last several years to show that that's really detrimental to both the physician and maybe even the people they're caring for when they make these guys, when they're in their residency, you know, do these 35-hour shifts and things like that.
They're kind of going away from that, I know.
Yeah, they are going away from that, and I think a lot of it is that they were starting to see that a lot of problems were beginning to occur, and it's probably due to this same thing. I mean, the guy probably has been up for 25 hours or whatever, and there's nothing's really going on for a few minutes or an hour or so he goes into some unused bed and, you know, lays it on the gurney and falls asleep, and, you know, after he's been asleep 30 minutes or so, some nurse comes in, "Oh, doctor, we had an emergency, you've got to come in, this kid swallowed a quarter," or whatever, and, you know, then the guy's like, "Oh, yeah, it's this sleep inertia thing going on," and you wonder how much this may play into a lot of the medical mistakes that happen that, you know, that Dr. Wallach talks about.
Well, have you heard of this concept called adrenal fatigue?
Yes, I have.
Well, a lot of people suffer from it. In fact, you can think of it as a 21st century or late 20th century health crisis. Most people have heard of the adrenal glands, but how many people really know what the adrenal glands do? Your adrenal glands are your so-called fight or flight glands, and they're designed to release stress hormones like cortisol and other stress hormones as well that help us deal with physical stress and, unfortunately, with emotional stress as well. Over time, however, your adrenal glands can actually lose their ability to keep up with our demands, with the demands of emotional stress and physical stress, and the result can be fatigue or mood swings. Weight gain around the middle can be associated with adrenal fatigue problems, and that's why you have all of these new over-the-counter remedies like Cortislim and Relicor, all of these built around the hormone cortisol. chronic fatigue syndrome, and fibromyalgia can be related to adrenal fatigue. Adrenal fatigue is also known as cortisol burnout. And one of the symptoms of adrenal fatigue is that feeling that you just described, sleep hangover, or as you said, sleep inertia. Other signs of adrenal fatigue are if you feel dizzy, almost like half asleep or like you're in a dream kind of feeling when you're awake. That can be a sign of adrenal fatigue as well. If you have problems with what's called postural hypotension, that is after you get up from a lying position or a sitting position or after you bend down, if you feel lightheaded or dizzy, that can be a sign of adrenal fatigue. If you crave salty foods, that again can be a sign of adrenal fatigue. And make no mistake about it, adrenal fatigue is an extremely common issue. And guess what? Nutritional supplementation can come to the rescue once again. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. Toll free. That's 831-685-1080. 888-379-2552. Toll free. We're coming back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. You're listening to the ZBS Radio Network.
And would like to tell folks that if you have tried to get in and talk to Ben before and had a difficult time, we have open lines right now. So if you need to get in and talk to Ben, now's the time.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. Got a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. 2552. Give us a call. We're talking a little bit about adrenal fatigue. The adrenal glands are your body's stress glands. They release stress hormones like cortisol. Many people run out of this important hormone and consequently suffer from adrenal fatigue. There was a doctor named Hans Selye, S-E-L-Y-E, who wrote a book called The Stress of Life back in the early part of the 20th century. And he divided stress into three sections. He called it stage one, the alarm reaction. That's when you secrete lots of stress hormones and your whole physiology begins to prepare for the threat of stressors, pain, whether physical, verbal, emotional, mental. Your body's heart rate starts to increase. Your breathing increases. Your muscles become tense, I should say. And that's all called the alarm reaction, stage one. Stage two is referred to as the resistance stage, and that's when you have prolonged stress and you get an even higher increase of your stress hormones like cortisol, and then you get increase in inflammatory factors and also immune factors as well. And then finally, you go to stage three, which is the phase of exhaustion or adrenal fatigue. And this is the most dangerous stage of all. And unfortunately, many folks are stuck in stage three, the adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion stage. We said if you suffer from postural hypotension, that is when you get up after a bending position or sitting or lying down position and you feel dizzy, that could be a sign of adrenal fatigue. Salt cravings can be a sign of adrenal fatigue. The adrenal gland, to a large extent, monitors salt and uses potassium and sodium. The adrenal glands are also regulate sleep patterns, and sleep hangover or sleep inertia, as Doug said, can be a sign of adrenal fatigue. Dark circles under the eyes, chronic dark circles under the eyes, can be a sign of adrenal fatigue as well. So if you suspect you have issues around your adrenal glands, adrenal fatigue issues, what are you going to do? Well, there are, once again, nutritional strategies that you can employ. What do you think one good nutritional strategy would be, Doug, for those of us who suffer from adrenal fatigue?
Drink lots of coffee. Just kidding.
You are just kidding, because coffee is one of the big bad guys when it comes to the adrenal glands. Coffee, of course, contains caffeine, which can give you a turbocharge, maybe. And one of the ways it works, it indeed stimulates your adrenal gland, but ultimately it can cause adrenal fatigue, as can sugar, by the way. And after a meal, one of the dumbest things you can do is finish it up with a piece of pie and a cup of coffee, because both sugar and caffeine, because they stimulate the adrenal glands, will shut down the digestive system. The adrenal glands are tied into your digestion in that adrenal stimulation turns off your ability to digest. And this is one of the reasons why we suffer from indigestion and so much digestive problems in this country, is because of overactive adrenal glands. No, reducing coffee and reducing sugar are probably the best nutritional or dietary strategies, but there's also nutritional supplements that can come to the rescue when it comes to adrenal health. The adrenal glands use up certain nutrients at a very rapid clip. Vitamin C, for example, is used at a rapid clip by the adrenal glands, and if you suspect issues with adrenal fatigue, you may want to boost up your vitamin C intake. The B complex as well is very important for the adrenal glands. The B complex is important for all of your energy glands, but especially for the adrenal glands, and especially pantothenic acid or vitamin B5. Zinc is important, essential fatty acids are important, and vitamin A is also very important for the adrenal glands. And vitamin B12 is another important adrenal gland nutrient. Long story short, if you think you're suffering from adrenal fatigue, relax a little bit, breathe deeply, reduce the caffeine and reduce the sugar, and don't forget your American Longevity nutritional supplements, especially the American Longevity Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic. We'll talk more about supplementation and take your calls when we come back from break. 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. Got open lines. We want to hear from you. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, and we're coming back right after this.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, We can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up.
With their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Toll free, we want to hear from you. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I'm sitting in for Dr. Wallach today along with my buddy Doug Winfrey. And Doug, we were talking about adrenal issues and adrenal fatigue before we went to break.
You know, you were talking that sugar has an issue with that. You know, and is that new information? Because
no,
when
not.
I was in high school back in the 70s, dating myself, I ran track. And we'd go to these relay meets where it would kind of last all day long. And there'd be these various heats. You know, you'd run in one heat, and if you won, then you got to come back later on in the day and do another heat.
They told you to eat a Snickers bar or something, right?
And what they used to give us was they would give us Hershey bars, and they would give us oranges, and they would give us that Melba toast stuff, and we would pour honey on it.
Yeah, great, to replenish your carbohydrates.
And I don't get it. If that, I mean, it does give you, I guess, a little burst of energy for about 10
and
minutes.
Then what?
But
then what happens?
I mean, they should have been giving us what, like some whey protein powder
or
some
essential
eggs
fatty acids
or something like that.
Well, you want to hear a funny story? That reminds me. I used to know a guy. He's actually a linebacker for the Denver Broncos, very famous football player. And he told me that what they used to do when he played in college back east. He said what they used to do is they would go into they would provide the opposing team with orange slices at halftime and give them lots of orange slices and make sure that they were all taken care of so that they would have a sugar crash by the fourth quarter. And he used to tell me that, he used to laugh about that and tell me how funny that was because indeed if you were up on nutrition, he played ball back in the 70s in college, even back in the 70s, if you were up on nutrition and you knew your biochemical pathways, you knew that sugar would ultimately cause a crash. Now, After that crash occurs, your body may kick into some adrenal stress. Your adrenal glands may give you a little bit of turbo energy, so to speak, because your body can't really function for very long on a sugar crash. So you do get a surge of cortisol. Unfortunately, cortisol, or your adrenal glands hormone, while it gives you energy, it doesn't give you a good smooth energy. It gives you a kind of jittery energy. You know that sort of feeling you get if you drink too much coffee kind of thing?
The same kind of coffee kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's kind of buzzy feeling.
Exactly.
People call it being wired.
Right. It's not a smooth energy, and you don't function as efficiently because, indeed, it's just designed to be a quick turbo kind of thing. Unfortunately, most of us are running on that kind of energy because of excess ingestion of sugar and excess adrenal stimulation, or ultimately adrenal fatigue. That's why it's so important to make sure that you give yourself protein and essential fatty acids for your energy.
Now, can sleep be related to that?
Absolutely.
Because I had a radio shift when I first got into this business like 25 years ago, where for some bright reason, some operations manager at the station I worked at decided that it would be good for to have me work on the third shift, which started at 9 o'clock at night and went till 5 in the morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I had Thursday, Friday off, and then I worked first shift on Saturday and Sunday, coming in at 6 a.m. and working until 2 in the afternoon. And after about 3 months of that, I finally had to go to him and say, look, you can fire me, but I just can't do this anymore, because I had that feeling, like I drank too much coffee, like 24/7. I would go to bed feeling that way. I would wake up feeling that way.
Right. You were running on cortisol. Now, when you went to bed, if you're really super, super tired, you may get a kind of weak sort of sleep. But because that cortisol is still jacking up your internal organs and all of your body's energy systems, you wake up feeling tired. You didn't really get
quality
sleep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I had to also just sort of almost eat based off of the clock. Like, okay, I haven't eaten in 8 or 9 hours. I should probably eat again, because I never felt hungry either.
Well, you weren't getting good quality sleep, and your digestive system was kind of shutting down. So you weren't feeling hungry, and you weren't absorbing your nutrients as well. So luckily you got out of that system. But if you did it for a long period of time, not only would your adrenal glands burn out, but you wouldn't be getting the nutrients you needed to operate to peak efficiency either, and probably you'd be accelerating the aging process and the disease process as well. And that's an important point to consider. The adrenal glands are connected to the digestive system. We'll talk about that when we come back from break, and take your phone calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We've got a couple open lines. We want to hear from you. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the CBS Radio Network. We are coming back after this break, and so should you.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals, along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
right, we're back in the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, developer of nutritional supplements, the ones I take, and other great supplements, like the Biolumin line of supplements, which I am particularly fond of. You probably know that from listening to me. The Nightly Essence, and especially the Daily Essence, which is one of the best sources of digestive enzymes and all-around nutrients that I know of, and the Biolumin Nightly Essence, which is a great source of probiotics. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and we're taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We want to hear from you today, and without further ado, let's take our first phone call, Doug.
Let's do that. Let's head to somewhere close to your neck of the woods in Waltenburg, Colorado, and Vern, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Vern, is that Walsenburg or Waltenburg? Walsenburg, I know where you are. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I have a woman that's 83 years old.
Okay.
And I thought she had a broken hip. However, after 8 days in the hospital, they discovered she had a broken pelvis.
Okay.
And today is day 81 that she's in there.
She's been in the hospital for 3 months.
Yeah, almost 3 months, yes.
Now, how is her health otherwise?
Excellent.
Except for the broken pelvis.
Except for the broken. However, now her health is not so great.
Yeah, I'm sure she's in a hospital. She's eating that hospital food.
Because she developed a bed sore,
mm-hmm.
and I guess it wasn't taken care too well. And in the interim now, they have a vacuum on there that's working on it.
Well, you know, fractures of the pelvis are common among elderly people. Especially if you have osteoporosis, which is it's common. She probably did have some degree of osteoporosis. It's going to be hard to get her nutritional supplementation of the in the hospital. But some of the things that you want to think about when you're fracturing or breaking bones or the hip or the pelvis as we get older, that can happen. A few things you want to think about. Number one is blood acidity. Now, the blood is supposed to maintain a nice alkaline pH. That is a pH of about 7.4. In fact, should be around 7.38 is where it needs to be. And the body has many mechanisms for maintaining that pH level in the blood. However, because of poor dietary strategies, because we don't absorb our nutrients, because we don't take our nutrients, because we're eating the wrong foods, on and on and on, also stress, and we talked about the adrenal glands and cortisol, all of those factors can conspire to make our blood more acidic than it should be. When that happens, our bones can become weak. Weak bones can be the result of lowered blood pH, thus the importance of making sure your blood pH stays up high. The best way to do that is with, the best nutritional way, I should say, is with minerals and with vegetables. The Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine are a great way to get absorbable minerals. One of the big problems with minerals is you can't really get them from a lot of foods, and they're very difficult to absorb out of the digestive tract. The Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine make minerals easy to absorb. And that's a very important point. Once again, the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine make your minerals easy to absorb. And they're vital for not only your big minerals like calcium and zinc, which are in the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine, but also for your trace minerals. That is the minerals you need small amounts of. So you want to think about that first of all. Secondly, a lot of folks don't realize this, and a lot of healthcare professionals don't even talk about this. But your bones, while minerals are very important for your bones are not made primarily of minerals. Your bones are made primarily of protein. And that means a good source of protein is absolutely vital for bone health. You know I like that whey protein. Nature's Whey is a good source of whey protein. There's a new Biolumin meal replacement that also is a good source of protein. I think that's called the Biolumin Living Essence. When you're taking protein and you're taking minerals, another thing that you want to consider is digestive enzymes. Protein and minerals being a little bit difficult to absorb from the gut, especially protein. Protein needs to be broken down, requires acid, and requires enzymes. So you want to make sure you're supplementing with digestive enzymes and things that can help acidify the stomach as well. You'll find those in the Biolumin Living Essence. You'll also find those in the Ultimate Enzyme product. Those are three things to consider. That's the enzymes, your protein, and your minerals. Don't forget about your B vitamins, and don't forget about essential fatty acids. A lot of folks don't realize this, but you can't really absorb minerals, and you can't really make strong bone unless you have enough essential fatty acids. You see, it's so much more than just taking calcium, and it's so much more than just taking a prescription drug if you want to build strong bone. So don't forget about Ultimate EFA plus E. The Ultimate EFA plus E is not only a source of your essential fatty acids, but it's a great source of vitamin E as well. Now, I know, Vern, you're going to have a hard time getting all that through the hospital, because when you're in the hospital, one of the first things they do, unfortunately, is they take you off all your nutritional supplements, so they won't interfere with your prescription drugs. But if you can get her out of the hospital, or if you have any friends who may want to prevent the same fate, those are some nutritional strategies for you to employ. Okay, buddy?
May I make a comment on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing they want to pump into her is Ensure.
Oh, my God. Did you ever look at the ingredient deck on Ensure?
Oh, yes. Water, sugar, fructose, and corn syrup.
Now, I don't want to... You just get my hackles up, and I don't want to get too excitable here, but let me tell you something. That's almost criminal. That's almost criminal. How could anybody possibly give even a pet, even an animal, that garbage, let alone a sick person in a hospital? Is that amazing, Vern?
Yes.
Vern, are you there?
Let me tell you what this rationale of this doctor.
Yeah?
She's not a diabetic, so that sugar won't hurt her.
Oh, right? That sugar won't hurt her. Hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Those are the people, my friends, those are the people we trust with our health. Now, Ensure, you couldn't pick a worse poison, over-the-counter poison, to give a patient in a hospital, and that's almost criminal. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to get too uptight on the radio here. I got to breathe. I'm going to breathe deeply. My adrenal glands are getting stimulated here. That's terrible, Vern. That's terrible. Folks, you heard it from Vern. If you didn't believe me, you heard it from Vern. And that's for all the people out there that say I'm a little hard on doctors. They actually want to give her Ensure?
Well, they've been giving her Ensure.
They've been giving her Ensure.
They put that tube in her stomach, and we're pumping that in. Now they've stopped it in the last 2 or 3 days.
Did they actually? They pumped the Ensure in there.
They pumped it in there.
Now, was it... What I want to know, was it the Ensure pudding or was it the Ensure shake?
No, right out of the can.
Right out of the can. Was it the coffee latte Ensure or was it the butter pecan Ensure?
Either vanilla or strawberry or something flavor like that.
Doug, hold me back, buddy.
Boy, you calm down, Ben.
I'm sorry, Vern. Is that crazy? All right. They'll take her off her nutrition and put her on the Ensure.
Well, I thought you'd like to hear
That's
a
funny.
Comment like that.
Thanks for sharing that, buddy. Good luck with your friend, too. Don't forget the essential fats, the protein, the minerals, digestive enzymes, and what was that last one I said? Digestive enzymes, fats, protein, and your Ultimate Classic, or your Tangy Tangerine. I like the Ultimate Classic a little bit better. Okay, buddy, thanks for calling from Walsenburg. Enjoy your day. Okay, my friend, we've got time for one more.
We sure do. Let's head to Felton, California. And Liz, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Liz.
Hi. I'm wondering if there's other ways to manage, as it were, the adrenal function besides the diet. Like, is it affected by breathing or breathing exercises or calisthenics, that sort of thing?
You're a great straight man, Liz, or straight woman. Thank you for calling. That's an excellent point. Yes, breathing is absolutely key. In fact, we were talking to Vern about making sure your blood pH stays nice and alkaline. One of the best ways, in fact, probably the best way to make sure that your blood pH stays alkaline is deep breathing. And for the adrenal glands, deep breathing is key. In fact, breathing, we don't really sell air, but breathing is the single most important thing you can do for your good health. And how beautiful is that? Oxygenation and air, which is free, we can all do it, can go a long way towards keeping us healthy. Most people don't know how to breathe. You don't want to be breathing into the top part of your chest. You want to be breathing into the very, very bottom part of your belly. And as you breathe in, you want your belly to go out as far as you can. And when you breathe in, you want when you breathe out, you want to push that air out by pushing the belly in and forcing that air out. Push in as hard as you can and push out as hard as you can. And that's called deep belly breathing. And if you only do that one time, just once, you're going to feel tremendous. If you do it all day long, you can't believe what that'll do for your health. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. Toll free. This is the ZBS Radio Network.
I
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we're back in the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I am Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. Got a couple more minutes if you'd like to speak to us. Talked about adrenal fatigue, and we just got off the phone with a gentleman in my neck of the woods here, Walsenburg, Colorado, who said that his friend was given Ensure for her as she was recovering from a broken pelvis in the hospital, went off on Ensure. I'm telling you, Doug, not only is it a problem when you go to the hospital and they take you off all your nutritional supplements just to put you on your prescription drugs, but pretty soon, as you know, we talk about on this program, it's going to be difficult for us to get our nutritional supplements even when we're not in the hospital. You know about the Codex.
The
big Codex. A lot of folks don't realize that pretty soon, if we're not careful, we're not going to be able to get
Big
our
Brother's
nutrients.
Going to tell you how much vitamin C
That's
you
right.
could
and
actually
don't
have.
Don't believe that the Codex has anything to do with consumer protection. That is the propaganda that the Codex is designed to protect consumers from junk science.
Yeah, this is the same companies that make all the nice drugs for us that have all the nice side effects.
Well, you're going to start to hear how the Codex is designed to protect people. Let me tell you something.
Like the FDA does.
That's right.
Yeah.
We don't need any protection from vitamins. We don't need any protection from natural health products. Nutrients have an amazing, have an absolutely mind-blowing, phenomenal safety record. Unlike prescription drugs, the Codex, my friends, is an absolutely serious, very serious threat to our health, to our privacy, to our freedom, and especially to our health freedom. If Codex is implemented in this country, you will not be able to get the dosages of vitamins and minerals that you need. They will become illegal. People will be in jail. They will get arrested for selling vitamin C and vitamin E. How crazy is that? It's absolutely ridiculous that we're not going to be able to get the nutrients that we need. And be careful, because it's on the way. It's already in Europe. The Codex Alimentarius, as it's officially known as, serves the economic interests of the drug pushers, of the sickness industries.
Do you think if that passes that they will outlaw then the new Aussie vitamin underwear? No, I'm not kidding. This is a real deal. Everybody's probably heard of edible underwear. Well, you don't actually eat this, but it's underwear that has been infused with vitamins.
Yes.
And things like ginseng.
They're illegal.
And antioxidants.
You will get arrested for selling those underwear.
Or wearing them, maybe. I don't know. Can you believe that? I guess apparently you've talked a lot about how the skin has the ability to absorb, and so that's the theory here. Is that, and apparently these are good for up to 11 washings, too, before they lose their antioxidant oomph.
You know, that is not a bad idea. I know it sounds silly,
but... Get your kids to take their Flintstones
and give them some underwear. Well, no, it doesn't have to be just underwear. It could be nutrients that are infused in all your clothes, for that matter. Not only will you get them absorbed to a certain extent from your skin, but you'll also get some protection from the sun and environmental protection as well. So that is actually kind of clever. There's this whole idea of nanotechnology. Have you heard about nanotechnology?
Yeah, actually, there was a study or some research being done about 2 years ago that I read some stuff on, where they were trying to weave into fabric like conductive materials, and the theory being that you could, say, have like a safety vest that would have the ability to monitor all of your vitals, and, you know, say people like divers and people like that could use it, and then it would have a transmitter that transmits to the surface, and if you start getting too much oxygen in your bloodstream, which is a common thing that happens if you dive too deep, then it would alert, and they could send somebody down to haul you back up, and that kind of stuff.
They could monitor a lot of things. In fact,
for athletes, all kinds of applications.
And with these new little RFID chips the size of a grain of rice and all that kind of stuff, I don't know where we're going with all this. But what we really want to be careful with is that we make sure that we maintain our independence and our ability to make decisions. And when it comes to things like the Codex, that's where we're going to run into problems. By the way, the Codex is designed to go into worldwide global implementation by 2009, by December 31st, 2009, unless we do something about it. And there's you're familiar with DSHEA. You probably talked about DSHEA on this program.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. The Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, DSHEA, protects us from the Codex, and you want to make absolutely sure that your Congress people do not do anything that negates DSHEA, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. Well, that's all we got time for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. It's been great to be here with you. For Dr. Wallach, for all the folks at the ZBS Radio Network, remember, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome day. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.